From Spark and Anvil and Cardforge, this is The End Player in Chapter 1 of the Cardforge cast.
This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
The End Player is small, hunched over the car table in a clay-brown hoodie. Her eyes are sharp, darting like a predator's.
She moves with an armadillo-like patience. Her skill is not about luck. It is about seeing three steps ahead into the cards. I am the End Player. I give my opponent a trick they do not want. It is a gift that is also a move. Four tricks remain. She holds the Ace and Queen of Hearts, a powerful pair, but she cannot safely lead them herself. My primitive is the End Play. I give one trick away, only to win two back. They must lead into my strength.
She knows her opponent holds the King of Hearts. If he is forced to lead it, her ace will take it, and her queen will win.
My lead. She plays a low diamond, a card she knows she will lose. She gives her opponent the lead and a trick.
All his safe leads are gone. Every card he can play now is a trap he must spring on himself.
The opponent hesitates, then sighs. He is forced to play his King of Hearts right into her waiting ace.
I gave him the unsafe lead. The gift is the move. The math is in the forced response.
Give them a trick they don't want. Force them to lead into your strength. That is the whole craft. That is the End Play.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14.
Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever.
Curriculum aligned to Common Core and Next Generation Science Standards.
Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.